need to stop playing this crap music. I cannot wait to end this thing.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Can't wait to end this thing. Hey, Mr. Big Willie, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri.
Well, you sound subdued. Did your cat die? What happened?
No, I'm just down here waiting to get paperwork. I'm in North Carolina right now, Pikeville.
North Carolina?
South of Raleigh. Yeah, North Carolina.
Oh, my God. By the way, don't they have great roads there?
That's funny you said that, because I just told the guy last night. I said, I don't like coming down through the mountains, but once you get down here, the roads are so smooth.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, really? And I said, oh, my gosh, even the back roads are smooth. They're sand.
Oh,
and I said, because it rains, everything washes in through the holes, but they don't have no salt or nothing. Now, this boy up here at this sawmill just told me they got a foot of snow this year here.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't last
long.
It
shut down everything
for
a week.
Doesn't last long. I was there. I worked there for a year. And I got to say, they add a little, some sort of sparkle things to the asphalt. So in the sunlight, sometimes the roadways actually sparkle a little bit. They're the best roads. God, they're the best roads.
Right.
Anyway, so what are you down there hauling or not hauling?
Well, I brought steel down because nobody else wanted to come down here. So
really? Why not?
The rates. Yeah. By the rates. They don't want to drive through the mountains and the tolls. And you can't really get a good rate back up. And then, but what's funny is this morning, one of them called me and he said, I got another load where you're dropping off. It's $1,200. It's only 250 miles. So it's like four ten a mile. And I said, it ain't bad. And I said, but I can't do it. And he goes, I'll just give you $1,400 so we can get it done. And I said, I still can't do it. I got somewhere else to be. So that's just how they work. If you just say yes at the first drop of the hat, you're going to lose your butt.
Why didn't you say $3,000? Say $3,000.
That's what I did on this one.
And?
I said more than that. So I got down here last night and unloaded and slept all night. I just got up and got reloaded. So, matter of fact, I can't hear anything because somebody's texting me.
Oh, lovely.
But anyhow, I got down here last night, slept in the middle of nowhere, and it was nice and quiet and really dark. But it worked out. Now I'll be headed back to Princeton, West Virginia. And I had another load that was going from down to about an hour and a half away going to Cleveland, Ohio, but it was like $200 more, and I canceled it and took this one. So I took a $200 loss, but I'm not driving another 4.5-5 hours to Cleveland either.
Yeah, I hear you. And North Carolina is a whole lot nicer than Cleveland. I mean, I lived in both places. I've lived in both places.
It's so nice.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful state.
Why
it really
you
is.
Why move from North Carolina?
Huh? Sorry?
I always said if I move somewhere, it'd probably be North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just beautiful down here. Once you get down below, like Pounding Mills or Westfield, Virginia, Rural Retreat, Virginia, it's beautiful down there.
Yep.
And actually, some of the Amish people we moved down there, we was friends with, just moved down there a couple months ago. But, once you get down to North Carolina, I've down through here a few times. It's beautiful down here. So
wait a minute. Wait, the Amish, did the Amish have, like, buggies on the interstate, or how do they move?
Yeah, they're buggies on the interstate. That's what they do. They don't do no dang buggies on the interstate.
Well, how do they get down there then?
Do you need all this?
Well, you opened the door.
Nah, I'm talking to the lady here.
Oh, another lot lizard?
Sorry.
You need to do, you got to start saying no to these girls. You just got to start saying no. Your wife, Christy, your common-law wife, everyone tells me she's a lovely person. Why do you keep doing this, Big Willie? Why?
Thank you. Have a good day.
How much do you charge?
Hello? I got
how much do you
too.
Charge, ma'am? How much? Can she hear me? How much do you charge?
She said,
huh?
Nah, I got a headset on. I'm not. I wouldn't let you out. Nah, she just gave my money back. Said it was perfect.
What? She gave me your money. That's not how lot lizards work. Jesus.
Hey,
I don't think she's going to do too
good.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Jesus. I can't wait to get you off my show. Take it, the new guy. Give him all this crap. Jeez Louise. Do you know anything about this
new guy?
Huh?
Well, I ain't calling the new guy.
You sure as hell ain't calling me. I tell you that right now. They want you. They want
the
hell you will. They want the new guy.
Right.
They got the new guy. You better get used to the new guy because this is coming to an end, my friend.
I gotta call you. They said to make sure the ratings stay up. Did you see how high our ratings went since the big Willie Little D show started?
I've been monitoring the listenership on our app every month forever, and let me tell you, I don't brag about it, but it has been great and continues to be great. It was great before you joined us. It's been great.
Awesome.
It's been great with you joining us, and it's going to be great after you leave us. Nah, it ain't going to happen. Anyway, so what else? What else is on your mind here? What else is on your mind?
Is it hard to admit? Yeah, when somebody does something great for you.
Oh, I appreciate everything you've done. In fact, I tell the listener now I will tell the listeners the rest of the story. You have also had been I'm trying to compliment you. Shut up. You've been wonderful behind the scenes, especially with the flooding and all the problems, and getting people who you knew to get in touch with me. You are my quasi or unofficial producer during the terrible flooding. I could not thank you enough for that. I tried to make it up for you off air, giving you information without going into details. I didn't know how else to thank you. You were absolutely wonderful, and I enjoyed this time with you. You were very helpful. You're a very good guy, and anything I can do to help your clients, that is fine. So let's end it on a good note. So anything upsetting you in the media, the news?
We got one more day. Yeah, let's not get carried away.
All right, one more day would be about it. That's about pretty much all I could stomach. So what else is upsets you? I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What?
They said the rest of your five hairs are going to fall out by tomorrow.
You know, I've got plenty of hair.
Nah, I'm just...
Go on.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. You know, they have, like, their roads might be better down here, but I was talking to the boy last night, and they're southern, and everybody down here is laid back.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. They just don't get excited too much about stuff, and they're just, like, real polite. And the guy here this morning is like, Mr. Willie, and he said, you want me to call you Big or Mr. Willie? As he called me, he said, well, Mr. Willie, and he's like talking, and that's just how they talk down here.
Yep.
And they're all, I mean, every one of them is friendly. It's crazy.
Yeah, good people.
It's crazy.
And they're very religious.
They can't find a way to work.
Well,
yeah, all there's Baptist churches every 5 feet.
Yeah, and a lot of people walking around holding Bibles. They're holding Bibles as they walk around. That's just part of their nature. I mean, it is. They're lovely people.
A lot of yard working, backyard mechanics here. This is front yard mechanics.
Yeah. Well, you know, NASCAR's based.
A lot of cars.
NASCAR's based in Charlotte. I mean, this is just natural for them. This is the automotive thing is very natural for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
You ever been to Mooresville, North Carolina?
No, haven't been there. Been to the what's it called? Not the triangle, but the Tri-Point, I think is what it was called. No, it wasn't Tri-Point.
Right.
I not forget the name of this thing, but it's Greensboro and High Point and Winston-Salem. It's a very nice area.
Yeah, the triangle.
No, that's the triangle's the Raleigh, North Carolina, Chapel Hill thing.
Yeah.
So, triad. That's the triad.
Yeah,
the triad.
Beautiful. Mooresville. The triad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mooresville is beautiful. It's they got a huge lake there, and there's a lot of NASCAR buildings there.
Yeah.
I've delivered down there a couple times, and is it beautiful there. That lake and the houses and the people, and I think I stayed at a Walmart parking lot and went to Applebee's and ate. This has been about 4 years ago, but I know that local boy moved down here, that Braden boy, Travis Braden, he moved down here, I think, to Mooresville at one time. in his motorhome or something, but I don't know, it was a couple of years ago. But I know that's where all the racing stuff is, and that's why he moved down here. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I drove by a couple of them buildings, and it's no joke either. And everything down here is pretty much prim and proper, you know. A lot of people take care of their stuff, and everything's green right now. You don't see a lot of trash laying around like you do back home on the side of the roads, and just depends on what area you're in. But I like it down here. It's beautiful down here.
Yeah, I wish you'd move down there.
The last ticket I got was here.
Jeez. Anything going on at home? Anything going on at home with Christy? Let's wrap up this thing with you and your common-law wife. You ever going to make an honest woman out of her, or what?
Nah, we talk about it. There's no reason in it. There's other people the same way, and I talk to, and they say, yeah, it's just a piece of paper. The only person that keeps bugging me about it is my 5-year-old daughter, because she just wants to have cake, she said, wedding cake. I told her I'd go get her a wedding cake, and she goes, no, I want to dress up and eat the wedding cake. And I said, well, you're just going to have to wait on that one. I said, you can dress up, and I'll buy a cake.
Yeah, she's but certainly...
Nothing against her. We love each other. We know what's up, and that's something between us. And at least I ain't going to have 3 divorces or 3 different wives, you know. So I was
Wait a minute. You've been divorced twice already?
Nah, I'm just thinking of somebody else. But anyhow,
Christy,
were you on your 4th wife?
My current wife is my 2nd and my last. Believe me, it's going to be my last. There won't be a number 3. There won't be a number 3. Let me tell you that.
It'll be your last, and as you move out of the area, and everybody realizes that who you are, and you'd have to move to North Carolina to get a new girl. Everybody up there knows who you are. They'd be like, who?
I'd have to move to Alaska. I'd have to move to Alaska.
Something.
Anyway, look, as a favor to you, tomorrow's our last day. As a favor to you, you got about a minute and a half to start bloviating about all your damn clients and how wonderful they are. So you've got about a minute and a half. So go right ahead and tell us all about your wonderful clients as I start nodding off.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have a show starting probably April 25th. It's going to be Big Willie's Saturday Night Tailgate. It's going to be 3 hours, 7 to 10. I got some new clients coming on, but we still got, don't forget my boy Tyler Falk at FalkAuctions.com at real estate. He is on fire right now. He's got some properties coming up, land. He can't keep a house right now. We talked for a half hour yesterday, and the market's like booming or something. My neighbor just sold his, and it put it on for a week, and it's gone. Gone already. So the market's hot. Get a hold of Tyler Falk. And then if you get land and you want to build a house, you got to go to my new sponsor coming up at Fairview Log Homes in Millersburg. And everybody drives over on 70 sees Fairview Log Homes, the log home sign, a little log home. Well, they just don't do log homes. They do conventional homes from start to finish. They do the foundation. And I'm talking, it's not like the other ones you see with all the houses sitting around and they come in and pick out your stuff. This is top of the line stuff. So if you want a nice house, they do pavilions, they do pool houses, garages, pole barns. But it's top of the line stuff, seasoned materials, best craftsmanship you ever see. I've seen it in person, and it is something to see. I mean, top of the line. But Tyler Falk is taking consignments right now for the big spring consignment over at the old Burn Allen Tire.